In the beginning, Genesis. The book is well described by its title, Genesis, which means beginning. For it is a history of the beginning of all things, the beginning of heaven and earth, of all life and all human institutions and relations. It has been called the seed plot of the Bible from the fact that the germs of all the great doctrines concerning God, man, sin, and salvation are found there. The very first verse suggests the purpose of the book. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The Israelites, to whom the message of the book was first addressed, will learn that all the God of Palestine was also the God of all lands, and that the God of one nation, Israel, was also the God of all nations. Since he was the God and creator of all the earth, he must ultimately become the redeemer of all the earth. The book describes how redemption became necessary because man had sinned and fallen into darkness, and how God prepared to choose one nation to take the light of divine truth to the other nations. The author is Moses. The time scope is from the creation to the death of Joseph, covering a period of about 2,315 years, from about 4004 BC to 1689 BC. The contents of Genesis center around nine outstanding subjects: the creation, the fall, the first civilization, the flood, the dispersion of nations, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. We should now analyze the chapters covering each point of the above outline, and in doing so, we shall be able to fix in our minds the most important facts. The creation. Read chapters 1 and 2. The great architect of the universe completed his work of creation in 6 days and rested on the seventh. The following is the order of creation: the first day of light, the second air and water, the third land and plants, the fourth lights from the heavenly bodies, fifth birds and fish, and sixth animals and man. On the seventh day he ceased, setting man an example of laboring 6 days and resting on the seventh. After creating man, the crown of creation, God pronounced everything very good. Chapter 2 tells how God prepared man's first home, performed the first wedding ceremony, and placed 2 trees in the garden. That taught the following lessons: if Adam and his wife chose the good and refused the evil, they would always eat of the tree of life, otherwise they would die. In Chapter 2, we find a repetition of the accounts of creation. On comparing the two chapters, however, we shall see that chapter 1 gives us a general account of the event, while chapter 2 gives the same account with the addition of extra details and with the emphasizing of some particular part of the story. This particularity of the Holy Spirit in giving 2 accounts of one event is called the law of recurrence, and is found throughout the Bible. What does chapter 2 tell concerning the creation that chapter 1 omits? What is meant by man being created in the image of God? See Ephesians 4:24 and Colossians 3:10. To whom does us refer to in the expression, "Let us make man"? Read Job 35:10, Colossians 1:16, and Job 33:4. In the fall, notice the possibility of temptation. The tree of knowledge of good and evil was left in the garden in order that man might be tested and learn to serve God from a willing heart. The author of temptation, the serpent, represents and is an agent of the great serpent, the devil. The sobriety of the temptation. The serpent succeeds in injecting a question mark in the mind of Eve. The success of the temptation, Adam and Eve disobey God and become conscious of guilt. The first judgment. On the serpent, he was degraded. On the woman, pain and subjection to man. On the man, hard labor on a thorn-bearing ground until his death. On man and his descendants, exclusion from the tree of life in the paradise of God. The first announcement of redemption. Redemption promised in Genesis 3:15. I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. That is, there will be a struggle between mankind and the power that caused his fall. It shall bruise thy head. Mankind will be victorious through its representative, the Son of Man. See Acts 10:38, 1 John 3:8, "And thou shalt bruise his heel, but the victory will be through suffering, through the death of the seed of the woman, Christ." Also see Galatians 4:4, Isaiah 7:14, and Matthew 1:21. Redemption pictured. The Lord slew the first sacrifice in order to clothe the guilty pair, a picture of the covering of the guilty conscience through the blood sacrifice. Note, the book of Genesis is a record of the development of this promise of redemption, showing how it passes through different individuals and families. Please first read these first couple chapters, and we'll continue on after that. Thank you.